something different. DeMarcus Kirk, I mean, they all run different ways, and they all work well in this scheme if done properly. So, you know, I'm not worried about the run game or anything like that, and I'll especially get to why in a minute. What about how impressive this offense has been? They're averaging 326.8 yards per game. So far, it seems like all the records that Nick set last year, he's pretty much going to railroad those and break them this year. Good job, Nick, on that. It's showing how much you've gotten better and you matured and you really, you know, honed your skills and showed everybody what you can really do. It's because they have a strong wide receiver core as well. Oh, by the way, the 326.8 is like 11th best in college football, and it's obviously Sun Belt leading. But also the strong wide receiver core. You got Penny Hart, Donovan Harden, Robert Williams, tight end Keith Rucker, because it seems like we've lost Ruiz for the year now. A lot of you guys knew that. I was unaware of that. That's something else I learned. So I want to tell you guys, with Ruiz out, hope he gets better soon, just for his overall health. I mean, like I said, I don't think he'll be back on the field this year. I wish him the best of luck on everything and a speedy recovery. But Keith Rucker stepped up at tight end, and this guy is pretty dang good. Plays physical when he needs to, has the speed, and, you know, not afraid to stick his head in there, throw his hands up, catch the ball, and take off. You can't ask much more from a tight end. This guy was already a good blocker. Now he's a good catcher. It's the best of both worlds. What a tight end's supposed to be. The run game has stalled at times, but Nick keeps charging along. And part of the reason that it stalled is the injuries, I think, because as soon as somebody starts to get established, they've gotten injured. And when they get injured, you know, you look and you see, oh, well, you had three running backs who had 34 yards apiece. Well, yeah, there was the starter who got 34 and got hurt, the backup who had 34 to that point, and then the guy we brought off the bench to help out with the load, who also got 34. I mean, that just, it happens. Nobody quite got established yet, but that's okay. Once again, I'm not worried about it. Nick has thrown 27 passes of 20-plus yards. He's thrown 8 passes for 50-plus to 4 different wide receivers. That's pretty amazing. Take a team like Johnny Manziel at Texas A&M. Johnny Manziel would rack up a lot of yards, but most of it was to Marquise Lee, who he knew he could throw the ball up anywhere, and Lee would go get it. Well, Nick has 4, 5, 6 different guys that can go do that, probably more than that. Anybody on this roster seems like they can go out and get a pass. But Nick's also making good passes to them. He's not just hauling it up in the air and hoping for the best. But just think about that. 27 passes have went for 20-plus yards. 8 of those 27 have went for 50-plus. I think he had 3 in one game. And what did Nick do during the off time? He watched the NFL and the NCAA games during his bye week. Why? Because he wanted to study things like what is Tom Brady doing with his feet? What is Aaron Rodgers doing when he scrambles? What is, some of these other college quarterbacks, what are they doing in these scenarios, these situations? It makes sense, right? Want to play football? Shouldn't you study football? Just saying. Good for Nick on doing that. Like I said, Ruiz is out for the year. That's really a big blow to him and the team. I know he was really wanting to make a standout for his senior year. I believe it's his senior year. But, you know, sometimes that's the breaks of this game, and we just hope that he gets better and he's able to do what he wants to do from here on out. And, of course, the next home game, I want to catch you up on some events coming up. The next home game is not this weekend, but it would be next weekend. It is November the 7th versus the University of Louisiana Lafayette. And that will start at 2 p.m. at the Georgia Dome. Make sure you get there a little early, maybe tailgate, check out some of the Georgia State festivities outside the stadium there. These are pretty cool. I'm kind of a fan of moonwalks and stuff like that. Not sure that I will partake in them, but, you know, I'm a fan of that kind of stuff. And everybody having fun, especially getting, you know, the kids get their faces painted and just all kinds of activities and fun things. And you get to meet some of the partners of Georgia State, the people who sponsor them and try to help them out. So, you know, make sure you get there a little early on that. Once again, that's next Saturday, not this Saturday, versus Louisiana Lafayette. And it's going to start at 2 o'clock at the Georgia Dome. And then also, that same weekend is part of Family Weekend. There's going to be a lot of events going on all throughout the city. It's going to be from Friday to Sunday at 6th to the 8th. And just go partake in some of the events and stuff. It looks like a good time. I saw the part of the schedule the other day. A lot of fun things to do. And it's family time, so make sure to bring them up there. And hang out, have a good time, meet other families, or have your friends' families meet yours. Maybe that's something you've been wanting to do or something. But either way, Family Weekend coming up November 6th through the 8th. Now, I do want to get into Arkansas State a little bit. I was able to dig up some stuff, nothing criminal or nothing like that. You know, you guys know I wouldn't do that, and you guys aren't expecting that. Arkansas State leads the Sun Belt. Like I said, they are 3-0 in the division. They are 4-3 overall. Yeah, that means they're 1-3 outside of the division. Yeah, they've had some issues. Now, they could easily say, well, we played Idaho, or we played these people, or... Okay, well, Georgia State played, you know, Oregon. So, you know, no excuses there. We didn't give any excuses. Also, their quarterback, Knighton, is his name. That's his last name. From what I saw, he throws less than 20 passes a game. They are a very run-happy team. And I'll get into that in a minute. And also, he can scramble for yards, which is kind of part of it. It's not really a triple option, but I think it's more of an option that they try to run. Think RG3. So much than Cam Newton or Michael Vick type thing. More of a, I'm gonna hand it to the running back, but if I see a certain look, then I'm gonna pull it back and run it myself. Those kind of things. You know, it's something to look out for, and I think Joseph Peterson might be the key here. He needs to be the quarterback spy and kind of his shadow. He's almost being his back pocket so much that if he sees a certain run or a certain thing coming, he can step up and do it, or he can make sure the people are in the right spot to be able to handle this. I think Joe Pete is definitely more than qualified to do that. And Coach Miles, if I'm giving away your strategy, then I apologize. But just the way I see it, their running backs, their big running backs are Wand, Gordon, and White. Now, they're all racking up some pretty good ones. Wand is actually their leading rusher currently, but Gordon and White are no slouches. You know, it's kind of like Georgia State is. It's just great runner off, great runner off, great runner off, great runner. They can definitely backload if something happens or if something's not working. They'll change up pretty quickly. Their top wide receivers, Houston, who also is credited with trying to throw at least one pass a game currently. That means they have some sort of trick play where I believe he takes the direct snap because he has thrown back to the quarterback a couple times. I've noticed. It's amazing when you go back and look at old stat sheets and stuff like that. But apparently they have a trick play or two that they like to wrinkle in sometimes. That's something to look out for. I know I'm not telling the football team anything new, but us as fans, we may not know if they do something like that. So, you know, let's look for the trick play and let's look for our guys to snuff it out. Also, besides Houston, who is their lead guy, they got McKissick. McKissick's a pretty good guy, real big breakout. Griswold and Mays, and then, of course, Gordon is actually their main pass catcher out of the backfield, the running back. The top tackler on the team is Kari Lane. He has 43. You got to think, there's some top tacklers. Luke Kuechly, well, he hadn't played a whole lot. Levante David of the Buccaneers, probably has about 43 right now, and he's in the NFL. The sack leader is Roland James. He has 4, including that's for a total of 33 yards for loss. That's a lot. Their other guy that had like 3 sacks or 2 sacks or something like that, they were for like 2 yards loss. So, got to watch Roland James. He seems to be the one to start chasing people. Actually, it's Roland Jones. Sorry, Roland. Couldn't read my own writing. But Roland Jones. Their interception guy. They got 2 that are pretty good at catching interceptions. Rocky Hayes has 3, and Cody Brown has 3 as well, including one that was and he has 32 yards of return on his, where Rocky's, it's usually he catches it, and I think he fell out of bounds. He fell out once, and then he was tackled immediately the other time. But Cody seems to want to return it all the time, so if he ends up with an interception, we got to get somebody on him. Chase him down. Other people of note, Chris Stone has 9 quarterback hits. He's a defensive back, which means he is either a blitzer or a lot of times, I mean, pretty much that means he's a blitzer, but there's a lot of times that if a quarterback scrambles to one side or the other, if his guy's down that way, he's going to come after him. Cody Brown, once again, that I just talked about with the 3 interceptions, and he likes to run them back. He also has 6 pass breakups. Jamaris Hart has 5 pass breakups, and for the most part, Arkansas State are steady scorers, except for in the second quarter. I believe they've scored somewhere in the 40s, 40-point range for the first, the third, and the fourth. And in the second, they have a total of about 80. So they seem to score a lot in the second for some reason. I don't know why that is in particular and why not the fourth. Again, there's not really a pattern to it, but I would just say, especially in the second, let's really try to control the clock. And as we wind down here on CSU Panther Zone, I want to give you the 3 keys to a Panthers victory this weekend at Arkansas State. Once again, that's a 7 p.m. start, ESPN3. And if you guys need to know how to watch the game that way, you can find us here at Team Impact Media, at the Impact 99. Those would be the Twitter accounts, of course, 3endzone@gmail.com. Yes, we do check that. It is actually programmed to my phone and a couple other people here, so we will always check that and try to get back with you on that. Of course, if you see us out and about, you can do that as well. But my 3 keys on how we're going to defeat Arkansas State this weekend. I think you need to make them pass more, because they usually run a lot for the yards and the points. I said earlier the quarterback is averaging about 18 passes a game. I'd like to get it up a little more. Maybe he's got the arm, but I want to find out for sure, because so far it seems like he's got an okay arm. He throws a lot of careful plays. He's had a couple big ones, but he has a couple careful plays. But they're a run-happy team. Got to watch that, though, because Appalachian State was a pretty good option team, and then they decided to unload when they played us to change it up. The second key, I want to force field goals, because they've only attempted 7 this year and they've made 5 of them. 5 of 7 is not bad. I give them that there, but forcing field goals mean you're forcing 4th downs and they're not being able to convert and continue to move the ball. So if we're forcing field goals, then there's no way this guy's going to make them all. And then lastly, I think you guys can figure out where we're going with this. And it's not because there's only 2 running backs currently on the active roster. But I think you got to air it out more. Arkansas State gives up more pass yards than run yards. Which means, i.e., for example, they have a better run defense than their pass defense. That's from all the stuff I watched. That's from all the stuff I was able to track down. Could be completely off on that, but from everything I saw, they are way better at defending the run than the pass. So let's spread it out with the best receiving core, with the best quarterback, and let's unload on them. Let's unload this. Just bomb in the field. Bomb in the field like we're crop dusting for bugs. And those 3 keys, I think will give us a victory. That's actually going to do it for me this week. Appreciate you guys tuning in right here on Blog Talk Radio for GSU Panther Zone, presented by our friends at Impact Media. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We'll see you guys on game day. Go Panthers! Find Panthers again.